Well, it's wonderful if you're able to sing those words personally and from your heart, isn't it? Well, our Bible verses then for this message are from Hebrews chapter 13. And they contain verses especially given to John at his baptism here 55 years ago. And as I looked at those verses and the ones that followed, they seemed especially good for this occasion. I do have the family in mind, especially in what I say, so I hope it will be a help to them. But I think the lessons will spill over to the rest of us and be a help to us as well. And what is said in these verses that we had read in Hebrews 13 is good for a time of change in our life circumstances. A time when we miss people who've been a very big influence on us in the past. How can we view things at times like this? Times like today. At a season which feels so sad, abnormal, hard. How can the rest of us face situations like this when we go through it? Well, I want to pick out three things in particular from these few verses that we read from Hebrews 13. And the first is our helper. Our helper. So I'm thinking here of the two verses that were given to John at his baptism all those years ago. Let me read them again. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Well, it's addressing the situation of not having much. Some people are better off than others. But we're wise if we're not taken up too much with money and with possessions. But instead we are content, a word that has come out already. And the verses here give two Bible quotes from the Old Testament which help in that attitude of contentment. One is from words to Joshua, where God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. These words were passed on to Joshua when he had a close and much loved figure taken from him. Moses, the great man of God and the leader, had died. And Joshua was facing the future without him. What a great reassurance it was to know that God would be with him and would not leave him. I will not leave you or forsake you. And that is here passed on as a comfort to all believers. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And it can comfort you as a family at this time in your loss. The other quote was from Psalm 118. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Now, don't you think it's an amazing thing that the Lord God Almighty should be our helper? But that's how he wonderfully is to those who put their trust in him. And it's something that John was able to see, not just at his baptism day, but through the many and varied years of life. So it's been referred to. There was a piece in a church magazine in the year 2000, I think, where he referred to God being his helper. And then wasn't it lovely that in the last few months, one of the messages that especially encouraged him was one that he watched online here, which Mark Philpott gave on the account of what's known as the Ebenezer Stone in the Bible. Till now, or hitherto, as the older version has it, till now the Lord has helped us. And he could see that that had been the pattern of many decades. So to you as a family, and to all of us, that is a message to keep in mind. The Lord is our helper in this new situation, as he has been in the previous situations. So our helper. And the second lesson is this: our examples, our examples. Here we're moving on to the next verse, verse 7, where it says, "Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." Well, who is the great example? Who is the great example? Well, of course, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the perfect example. But God, in his kindness, also gives us many other examples. Not perfect examples, but many other examples. People who trust in the Lord Jesus and who live out their lives for him. And it seems that these Hebrew Christians had lost previous teachers and leaders. This is often understood in the past tense. And in adjusting to their new situation, without those leaders, they are to remember them and their example. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Now, John may not have been a direct teacher up the front, although he served as a deacon, a secretary, a Sunday school teacher. He may not have been an often upfront leader, but he was a man who had a big influence on his family and on many others. And to take notice of this verse that we've read, it is good for us to take notice of that example that God helped him to be, so that we might consider his way of life and the outcome of his faith. Do you find that John's attitude, manner of life, active faith has left its impression? Perhaps you've been thinking along those lines these last few weeks. It'd be nice, isn't it, to hear the appreciative tribute and comments of his example that he was to the grandchildren. A loving family man who took interest in his family, someone who they enjoyed having around, blessing them with his cheerful presence, with that smile and sense of humour. Our passage speaks about following their faith. And the grandchildren picked up on their faith of their granddad. Prayerful, loving God, loving God's word, trusting, content. The passage talked about being content, and perhaps compared to many, John and Liz weren't rolling in it. Things were often tight. The house was rented. Money was dependent on it coming in from John's business. But they were able to be content, to trust God, to be generous in their hospitality and in their time. Several have said to me how quietly and humbly and practically John served in the life of the church, sorting out property and maintenance issues, helping with the technology. Not all of us are upfront people, but we can be encouraged by people like John to humbly, lovingly serve in practical ways. when important people in our lives move on, are taken, it's a blessing if the lessons of their lives and their character remain with us. Our example, or they are our examples, and it's good to pause on that today. And then finally, perhaps most importantly from the verses we read, our bedrock. I've called it our bedrock. The last verse that was read is not the most. We've heard perhaps the most famous verse read already, but it's one of the most famous verses in the Bible, and it deserves to be. Verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Times and seasons change for us, don't they? And sometimes we barely know how to cope with the new situation. It will be so hard. It will be so different. It's as though everything has just turned upside down. And in situations like that, it's good for us to remember this verse. For you as a family, things are different. In some ways things will never be the same again. But anchor yourself at this time in what does stay the same. Your bedrock. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and not just tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and forever. There's so much about Jesus in this book of Hebrews. What does it remind us of about him? That he's God's Son, come into this world as our Saviour. That he lived a fully perfect life, which covers the failings of believers. That he died on the cross, taking the punishment that others deserve. That he rose again from death, conquering it. That he is in heaven and he hears our prayers. That he has made sure for us a future, so that after death we will be in a better country, as it calls it, as John has gone to. And all this is still the same. It's still the same this year as it was last year, despite all that's happened in between. And this is your bedrock. This is your constancy. This is your stability. Whatever life seems to bring, he is the same. He is the same. And I hope you can be encouraged by that. But I'd just like to widen it a little bit, if I can, at the end, to the rest of us more. And maybe you've come here today to support the family, but you yourself don't have that bedrock or stability. You feel that actually for life for you is very flimsy. You have nothing really to secure you in your ups and downs. And as for facing death, well, really, you're at a total loss to know how to approach it properly. Is that how things are with you? Well, I would like to point you to Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you place your trust in him and follow him, things will be so different. He is an anchor point worthy of trust. And perhaps you came here today to sympathise with the family in the sadness of death, and that's kind of you. But maybe you will go pointed to significantly to where you can find true life. well, that would be a very good thing. So I point you to this bedrock, to this person, the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom our passage says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, it's that sense of stability that features in our final hymn. It's a song which appealed to John. He loved parts, so he enjoyed that aspect of it, but he loved the words especially. And it was sung at a service before he went into the hospice, and it was very special to him. It's the song, "When peace like a river attendeth my way." And a wonderful stability and security, isn't there, in the chorus. It is well with my soul. So please do stand to sing.
Sorrows I see will.
Well, just to say before the closing prayer that the family do extend a big welcome to everyone to stay for food and drink in the hall if you can. We're grateful for those who've pulled that together, and I will give thanks for it in my closing prayer so you can all help yourselves when you get into the hall. Also, been asked to draw attention to the book available in the hall for you to sign and put any memories in. And also for the collection that is there in memory of John for St. Wilfrid's Hospice, who cared for him with such kindness and diligence in his final weeks. Shall we pray? O Lord our God and Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the blessing of coming together and the support it is to the family at this time. We give thanks for the food that's been provided and which we can have. We're grateful for your kindness in these mercies. But we especially give thanks in this service, as we have done, for the life of somebody so special, which had such a good effect and was such a blessing to so many. We praise you for your goodness in giving John's life. And we thank you even more for the Saviour that he knew, who worked in his life and who brought him to that place of stability and security, to having that bedrock. We pray that as we've considered Jesus in this service, it will also draw us and point us to him. And this we ask in his name. Amen.